Okay, we are picking up eight lines from the bottom of Chaf Amar Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Idle Nishmas, Shalom Espas Yaakov, as well as Moshe Kalman Ben Yeshua, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara asks now, Bai Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Chama had a question. It was known that there was a tavla, like a tablet, that belonged to a woman. The get kosev aleha, and the get was written by the husband on this tablet. Varei yotza mitachis yado, but the tablet was produced by the husband who came to divorce his wife with the get written on it. So this is a similar question. Do we know that the woman halachically transferred the tablet to her husband as is required because it says v'nasan, which implies that the get has been written by the property of the husband. So the wife didn't give it to her, would passel it. If he did, it would be fine. But a woman doesn't know how to be able to give it over, right? Not that she's unable to, rather she just simply doesn't know this halacha, and if she doesn't know it, it'll possible to get. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Toshma. Abaye says we could bring a proof from the following. Afu Eid al Kfar Katan Shaya Bitzad Yushalayim V'haya Bazakin Echad. So here this Mishnah is in Edius. Different, the whole Masechta Edius is, it's like a mini shas, because you go through different, it was the day that they replaced Rabban Gamliel, with the whole story of the Rishu and Gamliel, famous Gemara and Brachos over there, so that they added so many ideas where everyone was just coming and testifying, saying they led everyone into the Beis Medrash, and everybody was saying over their different testimonies about different halachas. So it's literally all over the place. You have halacha and Hilchos Nida over here, then you have halacha and Taros over there, then you have halacha over there, and Dinei Mamonos, and you know, all these different halachas, and Pesachet, whatever, you'll have tons of, so that's Meseches Edios. So here, the Mishnah is telling us that this is a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, so maybe Rabbi Chanina, okay, he was testifying about the following, that there was a place, there was a Zakin Echad, there was an old person who lived in a village, so he would lend money to all of the people in the village. He would write the documents in his own hand, and then he would give them to the farmers who would make the, who produce the documents. And other people would sign the documents as the witnesses, and then they would return them to the Malve. So the Gemara is l'chora bringing a case that can similarly be parallel to our case. Over here, we're saying that giving over the document to borrow it is similar to the fact that the loan document has to be written by the borrower, so too by the case of the woman. Tosos just points out that l'chora, the cases are not actually similar. In the case of a get, the husband has to have his own tablet, since it's halachically, v'nasan has to be given. When it comes to a halva, it's not something which the borrower is giving to the lender, lien on the property. Rather, it's the liens are automatically created. The loan document is just a shtar raya, Tosas point out. It's not a shtar kinyan. It's not something that actually is moving something around. It's just a proof to the loan that already had taken place. So you don't actually need to require it. So what's the comparison, Bichlal? What's the tushtel? Tosas is very bothered by this. So therefore, Tosas, the Chor is very convincing. They point out that the Mishnah is not talking about a case of a loan. Rather, it's talking about actual sale or a matana shtar mecher. Those things are what's called shtar hakna. The actual shtar is being po'el, the thing being given over, and therefore those things are written by the owner of the property and have to be transferred to the person who is getting it. So these things, they have to actually acquire these instruments before being presented to them. That's the Shaila over here. Okay, so there are the famous Ktos HaChosha, and the Ktos discusses maybe giving over Hakna of the lien is by the shtar is considered something which is tangible, and therefore something which is being given over and has some sort of form of Hakna. But that's how Tosa said over. That's the famous raid over here. Uva Maisa Lifnei Chachamim, so the Chachamim had this Shaila be brought to them with regards to the shtar v'chshiru, and they said it's valid. So again, the Gemara wants to make the comparison to the case of Viget also. So the Gemara says, "Ba'amai, how ba'ina sefer mikna v'leika? Sefer mikna, and it's not. So it's not a sefer mikna. So that's the famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Talking over there, Yirmiyahu was told to purchase his cousin's fields because Klal Yisrael is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So there, we call it a shtar mikna. That's why the sefer, it's really sefer makna, seems to be not correct pronunciation because it's based on the pasuk, which is sefer mikna." So there are those who say it like that. I think Rosh Hashanah will call it Sefer Mikna. Anyway, so that is something which is Tahara. But so back to over here, the Pasuk is telling us that the seller has to own the document when he gives it to the purchaser. If he does not, it's not valid. So how is it valid over here? So the only way we can explain this is by saying that this person must have given over to the villagers. So we learn that the wife also is giving over the tablet to her husband. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Am I Rava? Am I Kusha? How can you say that there's even a kasha in the case of the chach, it was the zakin, who was living in the village? He knew the halacha. Dilma turning out to chafal van alf. Now, zakin shiny, diadalak nuye. Obviously, the person is an old man, he knows halacha, and he knows that he has to legally transfer it to the person who's making it, whereas the case of a woman, maybe she doesn't. So therefore, again, we're not able to compare the two cases of the case of the shtar mikna and the case of the woman getting divorced. So now the Gemara says, Elamar Rava Mehacha. Rava says, fine, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah above a Basra. And the Mishnah says above a Basra, I think it's one of the last Mishnahs there. Arava Yotze L'Acha Chitum Shtaros. If you have a guarantor who signs after the signatures, so yeah, witnesses signed on a shtar, Shtar Halva, on a loan document, and he added to the end, I am the guarantor in his own writing, after the witness has already signed. So, Govim and Achasim and Echorim. The lacha is that if the person defaults on the loan, so then you can collect from the guarantor, but you're not allowed to collect from property which had a lien on it. Meaning, if this guarantor had sold property in the interim from when the Shtar is written, normally, a lacha of a lien is that, so then you should be able to get it back. But here, since the guarantor only signed afterwards, it is not something which has a kol, and therefore we don't assume that it's publicized matter, something which is not publicized. Basically, its point is, do you have the person who does a due diligence, if he's supposed to do proper due diligence on a property and check the title on it, so if it's something which he is able to do, so then fine, okay, so then we assume that it was his negligence and he's going to lose out. But if something like this, where we didn't necessarily are supposed to know that the person had done this, so then, and it's not something which is presumed to have known, and therefore it's something which is more like an oral loan, which is something which is milva al peh, which is not necessarily known, and therefore you could collect it from nechasim b'nei chorin. But from the fact that at least it works, who cares that it's not able to connect from nechasim b'shubadim? Rather, the fact that it's able to connect from nechasim b'nei chorin, we at least see that he is transferring. Otherwise, there would be no right to collect it from the guarantor either. So similar in the case of the woman, also she knows to transfer it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Avashi Maikusha." Again, maybe Delma Gavra Shiny. Maybe this men generally know this halacha. Diadalek Nuya, as opposed to women who not necessarily are familiar with the way businesses work and halacha of businesses, and therefore they don't know that they have to transfer this. They transfer this document. Ella Marvashi Maacha Isha Kaseves Lagita. No, here's a preferred case of a woman. The halacha is a woman is allowed to write her own get, and then transfer that get to her husband when he gives it back to her. And a man is allowed to write his own receipt for the payment of the ksuba and transfer it to his wife, who has witnesses sign on it, and then you have dasim as chayva de edim, and she returns it to him as proof that he had in fact paid her get. She'ein kiyum haget ella bechosmav. The validation of a document is affected only by the signers. So the Mishnah is telling us that the woman is aware of the necessity to transfer the shtar, like the get, is transferred to the husband, and therefore we can understand that in the case of Ram Varchama also, Pashit, that she would know to be able to give it over. Now we've answered our question. Okay, now the Gemara says, right, I'm a Rava, Kasav la get, Nasa biyad avdo. Someone has the get written on the hand of his Eved Knaini, because of la shtar matan alav, and he also wrote a gift that the slave should also go to her. Kanaso, the lacha is that the woman receives the gift, and meaning, because we assume the lacha of gito, viyado, v'chatzira rather ba'o lake echad, because normally there's a halacha that kol mashakana kana isha kana ba'al, that the husband normally controls what the wife acquires. That's the halacha. Here, though, similarly to an eved, we assume gita v'chatzira ba'o lake echad, that the courtyard, the fact that she has the right to be able to receive something, and the fact that she's getting the get, is happening simultaneously. And since it's happening simultaneously, that would be valid. So that's the halacha over here, and she is fully divorced. So the Gemara says, again, she's fully divorced, even though the husband himself does not deliver the get to his wife, and it can't be said that the slave is a shliach, obviously, right? She can't appoint an Eved Knaini as a shliach, so Atem is only, Shluchem is only a yid. Still, we assume that the fact that it's means koach hachatzer, it is a form of vinasan, and it's going to be different than what we had, what we will have, actually not had, we will have later on Daf Chav Dalet, a woman who is taking her get off the ground is not valid because the husband is no way giving her the get. Here, it actually, we're assuming, is a fulfillment of giving her the get. That is why it's okay. So the Gemara says a different problem of Amai. So why would it be allowed to be given v'chatzer melechasi? That, okay, the Eved is a form of a chatzer and giving her, and she's able to be kona through a kinyan chatzer, through the court or courtyard, but he's moving. Halacha v'chatzer melechasi, based on the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Metzia, in the very first parak, the Gemara tells us Chatzar Malachas is low kana. Rav himself, I think, is the mandam over there that says that. So we learn from right. We say that it has to be something which is not moving. And if it is, then it's not valid. So the Gemara says, fine. Maybe the slave was standing still, and then that could be the chatzar, and the woman received it from that method. If it's something which can easily just start walking, then also it is not something, it has potential to walk, that is not similar to a chatzar, and is not valid as a kinyan chatzar. So the Gemara says, Hilchasa b'kafu. So what are we talking about? Rava is telling us the case where the slave was tied up. Since he therefore is not able to walk, so now he's mamish like a chatzar, and he can function to be able to be a chatzar of a gita, of the gita of a chatzar, begun kechat. She gets the evan, and she also gets the get. So that's what we see from over here. And as all shayla, does it also need to be sleeping for other purposes? Okay, so by there. Says the Gemara, v'amar Rava, kasav la get, nasna b'chatziro. Rava says, if one someone writes a get for his wife, and puts it in his courtyard, v'kasav la shtar matana alav, and they wrote her a gift, giving her the courtyard. So he wanted to give her that entire courtyard. So lacha is, kana so miskareshes bo, that she did a similar thing, the chatzira v'gita b'ayin k'echad, and therefore she's divorced, and the chatzir is acquired to her. So now the Gemara points out that we need to mention both cases of Rava. Why don't we just learn one from the other? Why does Rava have to mention two things? It's Richa, because the Yashmin and Eved, if Rava only told me the first case and not the second case, Hava Mina Dafka Eved, I would have thought maybe it's only a case of a slave. He's going to be a chatzer and be able to work. If a chatzer, ligzar. I would have thought maybe Takana Rabbana not to be allow a chatzer. Why? Because Mishum Chatzer Abba La'achar Bikain. Because you could make a takana based on the fact that there is a halacha which is possible, even Midaraisa, is a courtyard that comes in her possession after the husband's giving of the get. So here, we're a situation where the husband placed the get in his friend's courtyard, and then the friend sold or gave the property to the wife. In that case, there's mamish apsul midaraisa that the get is not kosher. So maybe because of that case, we should make a gezeira across the board that all chatzeres are going to be pasul, as opposed to an evidence that a chatzer is totally different than a normal case of a courtyard, that we weren't going to be gozer. But if you only told me that case of a chatzer, so then I could have said, hava mina dafka chatzer, I just said only a courtyard. However, aval eved, when it comes to a slave who is moving, leagues are kafus, atu she'enu kafus. So we should make a gzera of a slave who's tied up based on the slave that's not tied up. Very simply, because we know that a chatzar melechas, a chora, is a psul, even b'daraisa. So you should make a gzera that you shouldn't, across the board, you shouldn't allow an eved. That's what I would have thought, kamash malan, that both of them are going to, in fact, be valid gittin, and we are not gozer for both of the potential assumptions that we had above. So now the Gemara asks, Amar Baye, Michti, Chatzar Meicha Yisrabe. Where do we learn the lacha of a chatzar? Miyada, that's where we learn the lacha of a chatzar comes out from Yad. It says by Gazlan. It says over there, it says the lashon of Yad, and then we say that you put it in her hand, and we learn out that chatzar is mitzad Yad, that you have to put it back anywhere in the chatzar, is considered giving it back to a form of giving back the gzela. I believe that's where it's learned out. So the Gemara says it's learned out from Yada. So my Yada, the Isei Bein Medaita Ven Shalom Medaita, when it comes to her hand, it's whether or not she's agreeing to it or she's not agreeing, even against her will. Af Chatzera, the Isei Bein Medaita Ven Bal Korcha. So too, when it comes to a Chatzer, it should also be against her will as well. And this would occur when the wife already owns the Chatzer at the time the get is placed inside. From then, the courtyard automatically would be Bimakabel the get. V'hamatana, but in the case of Rava, where the courtyard with which the wife was getting her get is only acquired now as a gift, midayta isa, and the courtyard therefore is only when she's consenting to accept it, bal karcha leisa, it is not going to be against her will, because if she refuses to accept the matana, then she wouldn't acquire it. So the chatzar over here is not her property, and therefore should not be effective for the get. That's a bias kasha, that a chatzar is not doma to yad in this case, and therefore it should not be allowed in this case, and the get shouldn't work. So how could Rava tell us that it's a valid get? This is a very strong kasha. So the Gemara says, "Maskif la Rav Shimon bar Ashi va shlichus l'kabat." Wait a second. Well, we see the concept of getting shlichus, of accepting shlichus to accept the get for the woman to medaita isa, which only is when the wife is consenting. But if she does not, she doesn't agree, then obviously you can't appoint a shliach to accept her get if she doesn't want to accept the get. The kahave shliach lekabala. Nevertheless, the Torah is telling us that if a woman requests someone to accept her get, he becomes the shliach for accepting a get. The fact that we see that case, we learn from over there that v'shilcha. That the Gemara learns out, you're allowed to point to Shaliach. So the fact that that we see over here that the woman cannot be forced to accept the chater, that shouldn't matter. Who cares? The fact that over here we say that it works when it comes to Shalichos, it should also work with Sad Yad. What's the Abaye's point? What's the Abaye's Kasha? So Abaye is going to say, no, that's not a good answer. Other shlichos miyad, this Rabbi, but shlichos isn't learned from yad. Shalach v'shilcha is Rabbi. He learns it out from a different drasha, so they have different mechanisms. So why can you ask me a kasha from shlichos to halacha of yad? Yad has its own permutations, its own special halachas, and that when you learn something b'shlichos, they learn as its own halachas. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumah. There's different halachas in both of them, different halachas. So when it comes to shlichos, obviously she's allowed to point it, because that is the whole form of shlichos, and that makes sense. However, when it comes to yad, yad is learned out differently, and yad can even be done balkarcha, and here it's not done balkarcha. So the Gemara says, maybe a bayel say differently. Shlichos the Kabbalah, namesh kamacharcha. No, we see that shlichos be'etim also can work balkarcha. When do we have shlichos balkarcha? Shekin av mekabel get levito ktana balkarcha. A father is allowed to accept the get of his daughter against her will. So we see that there is a case where be'etzem, as sources point out, we see be'etzem there is a case we see a case where shlichos works balkarcha. So so too other shlichos is doesn't necessarily need to be medaita, because it works in one case, it can work across the board, but shlichos lav dafka doesn't need medaita. So that is that would not be a point, and Abaye's question would then stand. Abaye still has his kasha, which is left unresolved by the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues, Al ha'ala shel zayis, on the leaf of an olive tree, or a karen shel para, right, also the horn of a cow. So the Gemara says, Bishlam yad the evet. So the previous case, I understand, when it comes to the evet's hand, turning on to the next amud, lo efshar lemikseh. So it's not possible to cut it off. You know, obviously it's not a nice thing, right? You're not allowed to inflict pain on him. There's an isra chavala on a yid, that also would apply to an evet knani as well. The Rambam points out, that you're allowed to hit the avid to make him work harder, to discipline him. Still, Rav Avder Chmanis, even on the Chora Goy, the Chora we would assume this way, but you're not allowed to just stump hit him. So the Gemara says, so clearly you're not allowed to cut off his hand. Ella Karen Shel Para, the Mikta Velis, so they said, why didn't just cut off the horn and then give it to her? Why does the Mishnah tell you the only way to divorce the wife is if you give her the entire para? So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Vekasa Venasan La. No, it's absurd Reisa, because the Pasuk says you should write, and then right after follow it says that you should give her the get. So the Gemara has a drasha, Misha in a chusar, Elaksiva Nasina. Yatazesh, Machusar Ksiva Ksito Nasina. The fact that the Torah puts the two together tells us that something needs to be writing, and then it needs to be giving. That's all it can be done. Something which you need to first write and then cut it off and then give is l'chora l'chosra ma'isa, which is in between the writing and the giving, and is a psul midaraisa k'zeres akasuv, that is not valid. So therefore, the Gemara is telling you, the Mishnah rather is telling you, that the only way to divorce her is if in fact you give her the par, because if you cut off the carrot, it's a psul midaraisa that the get is not kosher. So the Gemara right there. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, that you don't write a gret from a Baal Chaim or from food. So my time with Rabbi Yosef Glili, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yosef Glili Desanya? We learn from the Braisa. Sefer, it says Sefer should be a document. Ainli ala Sefer, that it should be a regular document, parchment, whatever. How do I know that everything is included, not just parchment, right? Tamalomer vekasavla, so vekasavla sounds like you could write anything. Mikol makom, any type of thing that can have writing on it. So then, imken la tamar, why does the pasuk say Sefer though? It's just if it has this, it is riboy one place and a miut in one place. It has the riboy seemingly including everything, and then it has this miut though, which implies only a Sefer. So my sefer davar shein barachayim v'noochas. It must be that a sefer is something which was a comparison that the lacha of a sefer is it's not living and it's not a food. Av kol davar shein barachayim v'noochal. So too, anything that's not living and not a food is allowed to be used for a get. Anything else, meaning food and something which is living, is going to be a gzeres hakasu puzzle from Rabbi Yossi. So the Rabbanan, that's a good point. Ikasu b'sefer. If the pasuk says bis sefer, then I understand what you're saying. However, ashta dechsev sefer specifically says a sefer lisvirus toram da. So it's not teaching you the lacha that it has to be a formal document. Rather, it has to be something which is telling you that it needs to be a get which is written to remove the marriage between the two. So that's what we learn from the Iker word of Sefer. But what do they do with the phrase that you're allowed to kusav, which seemed to include everything according to Rabbi Yosef Glili? At the mute, limiting how far it goes, but it should be written on anything other than parchment. How did Rabbanan learn that? So they learn out that the woman is divorced, but she cannot be divorced through money. Only a b'ksiva, a kusav. That's the rebut. I mean, it's really a miut. It's only through ksiva, not through money. Because why would I have thought that she could be divorced if the husband gave her, $100 and says, Harayat Megreshes because of Zu? We have a comparison between the lacha of divorce and the lacha of getting married. Just like we know divorce, obviously, kesef. So we learn how Kenyan kesef, So too, Mahavai Bekesav, Aitzi Bekesav. So just like we learned Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron Bekesav, so too we should learn that a woman can get divorced by giving her money, Kamash Balan. That no, the only way you can get divorced is through this Sfiras Devarim of what we call a get. To which the Gemara says, V'idach Rabbi Yosef Glili, where does he learn that you can't give money? So the Gemara says, Nafkala Misefer Krisus. He learns it out from Sefer Krisus, as Rashi says, Midesamach Krisus LaSefer. The fact that the Torah juxtaposes the words, the document to being Koris, so it's Sefer Koris of Indav Achar Koris. It's only something which a document can remove the marriage, but nothing else can remove the marriage and cut off the marriage. V'idach Mibaylei, and according to, back to the Rabbanan, so they're gonna say that Mibaylei, the Davar Koris Benilavina, it needs to be something which actually is fully severing ties between the husband and the wife. Kedisanya, harezek itach almanas shelo tishti yayin. And this is your get almanas that you don't drink wine. Almanas shelo yichle v'sevichle. You never go to your father's house leolam, ever. So in decreases. That is not a cutting off of the marriage. That's not a full severance because this is something that she could do at any moment, in which case it's always in limbo whether the get was given. At shloshim yom, however, if there's a time frame on it, it's 30 days, there's a time unit, harezek decreases. That is actual a cutting off because these are conditions that are lasting only a limited time, which after that point, the cutting off will be 100% absolute, full-fledged divorced, and therefore the get is chal immediately and you just have to be mekayim the tanai. V'idach mikaris krisus. However, Biosi learns that trasha from the fact that it could have says karis. The fact that it says krisus, a longer word, is a riboy to teach us that it is a also something that has to be koris bino levina. V'idach karis krisus l'darshe. We're now finally ending off. The Rabbanan don't dorish that, so that's the yisod advarim. But karis krisun, is it able to be learned or not? And then from there we go backwards and learn out all the drashas of Rabbi Yosi Aglili versus the Rabbanan. Very good. Now the next Mishnah tells us, Ein kosum nechuber lekarka. Halacha is, you don't write a get attached to the ground. Kosum nechuber, however, if you did, talshu chazman osala kosher. And then he detaches it and he gives it to her, then it's kosher. So the Gemara is going to immediately point out, well, there's a stereo over here. You just said, Ein kosvim, and now you're telling me that it's kosher. Rabbi Yuda posel. Rabbi Yuda says, it's, no, posel. Ashtu kosel, chazim osala talosh. You have to write and finish it when it is detached. You can't write it on a piece of paper that had been erased. Diftera, nor on parchment, which is like type of unfinished parchment. Apparently, it's not good. Why? As the Mishnah tells us, because that is for it could be something which is forged very easily. Chachamim achshir and chachamim say that it's okay. The Gemara is going to explain why they're not choshesh that it can be forged. So says the Gemara now. Kasva ala mechubar. So the Tana tells us that if he writes a get on something attached to the ground and then detaches it, the get is kosher. Amar Reisha in kosher. The very first question of the Gemara is, what do you mean? You just said we don't do that. So says the Gemara, Amar v'yudamar Shmuel v'hu shishir makom atorif. The second halacha is teaching us that b'diavad, the get's going to be kosher if the sofer left enough room to have the torif. Right? We know that there's a torif and the tofis. The first section of the torif is the date, the names, and the place where the get is written. The torif is the basic thing that we find in every get. So the remaining text, which is identical in all gittin, that is just the ramifications of the get. So the Gemara here is understanding that the toref is, for this purpose, is the main part of the get, and therefore the dinim midoraisa are going to be chal on that point. So if you did it after it's already cut off, then it's going to be kosher. B'di'eved, though, the Rabbanan say that you should lechora be machmir lechatchila, that it should be written the whole thing, both the toref and the tofes, before that point. So the Gemara says, V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar amar Rabbi Yoshia, said also Rabbi Elazar said the name of Rabbi Yoshia, also v'ushir makom ha-torif, as long as the torif, it's b'di'evek can be kosher. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan v'ushir makom ha-torif, that's how they explain the Mishnah. So v'Rabbi Elazar, and that follows the shita of Rabbi Elazar, damar edim esira karsi. So a get has to be given in order to affect the witnesses, obviously are edus l'kim ha-yadar, v'chein amas l'ashon of Rabbi Chaim, that they are without the two witnesses, then the get is not chal. You could give a, from today to tomorrow, you could say, alright, mekudesh l'zit to woman, or give a woman a get. If there's not two witnesses, there is no maisa that happened whatsoever. So here, the nature of the two witnesses, a famous machlokas that we've had throughout the Masechta between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Meir understands that Edei Chasima Karsi, that the ones who are signing on the document, they're the ones who are creating the get. Rabbi Elazar understands that the ones who are Edei Mesira Karsi, only the ones who are witnessing the get being over, they're the ones who see it. They only sign on it, but they take an olam for the woman's benefit that she could be able to use it as a shtar raya to be able to get to get remarried. People are going to claim that she's still married. So she's going to say, no, look, there's my shtar raya that I got divorced. So the nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar is the lashon of vikasav. So that the lacha, any lacha of getting written are based on vikasav, according to Rabbi Meir. So the writing of the get is the signatures of the witnesses. So the signatures of the witnesses has to be vikasav. Rabbi Elazar has an understanding that vikasav is not necessary for that. Rather, that's the text of the get. So the Gemara's understanding that our Mishnah, which tells us that the text of the get has to be written on a detached object, that lechor is the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Meir would hold that it's based on the witnesses who signed it. You don't need the debt to be written while it's attached. The ikar written of a kasav, and not that it's closer a ketzitza and giving over, is the lashon of the actual get according to Rabbi Lezer. Whereas Rabbi Meir would understand, no, it's not the lashon of the get, rather it's the witnesses who are signing on the get. So that's the Eidim Asira Karsiv. Halchikamar, ain kosin toves shemaykach toves. Don't write the toves lechachila, because maybe you're going to write the Torah, which will then make it a psul midal reisa. But if you did it, then kosher. Then it is, in fact, kosher b'dieved, because the din d'oraisa is accomplished, and we don't rule b'darban, and then we're going to pass all the whole get. Reish Lakish Amar Chas Mushanina. Reish Lakish gives a different explanation of the Mishnah. Says that the Mishnah is telling us the get is kosher after it's detached, we're talking about after he signed the entire text. After he signed the text, and it's Reb Meir, it's the opposite. And that's the whole point. You could write the whole get, even the Torah and the Tofes, it's a libid Reb Meir. Damar Ede Chasima Karsi, because he holds that, as we pointed out, that the witness signing on the get are the one who are pulling the whole get, and that's the Iker point of a Kasav, as opposed to Reb Lezer stands, it's the sofer writing it. So therefore, he doesn't care about the sofer writing it as much. Don't write the Torah, the main part of the, even the get, Midaraisa, is kosher. Don't do that, because maybe the witnesses are going to sign while it's also attached, and that would be the Psul Daraisa. However, Kasla Torah, if you in fact wrote the Torah, Utal Shuv Chasma Nasizla, then the lacha is the get is kosher, Bidi Evet, since the signatures are going to be on a get, which is be'etzem kosher, because the witnesses didn't sign while it wasn't talush. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayis, says the Gemara, quoting another halacha. Kasu al cheres shel atzitz nakov. Someone wrote a get on an earthenware pot which has a hole in it. So he wrote on the earthenware pot itself and not on the leaf. So kasher, the halacha is kasher. Why? The shakal levi avlei naile, because he takes the entire pot and he gives it to her, and therefore it is going to be kasher. There is no psul between the writing and the giving over. However, alala sha'atzin's nakuf, if he writes it on the actual leaf, as opposed to the actual pot, so then Abai amar kasher v'rev amar pasul. Abai says that the get is valid, and Rava says that it's pasul. Abai amar kasher. Why the shakal viyavi le'nale? Because he could take the entire pot and give it to her, and Rava says it's pasul gzera shamayaktum, that it's a derabanan, because he might come to cut off the leaf and then give it to her. And since the bottom of the pot is open, the pot is considered an extension of the ground. So the plant growing is considered attached to the ground. So Rava is concerned that maybe the husband would not do the kosher way of doing it, which is giving her the entire atzitznafku. Rather, he's going to give her only a leaf from the ground that is pasul midareisa. So therefore, Rava says that the get is going to be pasul even when the husband gives her the entire pot. On Xera, maybe that we're going to did the rabbanan. Maybe you're going to come to say Abai is not choshesh. Abai says no, it's not a problem. Okay. Atzit shel echad, ezraim shel acher, be'ezes Hashem, we'll get to in tomorrow's daf.